Welcome to the podcast, It's All About People, with your host, Barbara Mason, the HR Insider. This is the go-to place to hear from an HR expert about leveraging people in your business and in your career. The HR Insider has 20-plus years of HR experience leading people teams for Fortune 500 companies and helping thousands of women be in a career they love. Get ready to be inspired to expect greater in your business and in your career. See you on the inside.
Welcome to another episode of It's All About People. And today I'm so excited to talk about this topic. I'm going to be talking about the consequences of not hiring. And I want to talk about this because I think so many times as entrepreneurs, we get to this place in our business where we are forced to kind of make a decision. Do I hire people? Do I not hire people? And many entrepreneurs, solopreneurs decide not to hire because it feels too heavy to hire. It feels too hard. It feels too complicated. But we never stop to think about the consequences when you don't hire in your business. And that's what I want to talk about today, because I want to bring you the real raw truth and not just say, hey, hire, and be your cheerleader for hiring. Although you guys know I'm a proponent of that, but I want to let you know and make sure that you clearly understand, when you make a choice to not hire, there are consequences. And so I want to talk about three top consequences that happen as a default when you choose not to hire in your business, okay? So number one is this, is that your business will become stagnated. It will stay where it is. It will stall. Whatever word you want to use, it will not grow, right? And so I always say this, and I say it very emphatically on purpose, is that you must hire people if you want to grow and scale your business. It is not optional. It is not a nice to have. It is absolutely necessary if you want to grow and scale your business, right? If you want your revenue to stay the same, if you want your revenue to decline, if you want to make your business to be the same amount 5 years from now and not grow, then don't hire people. But if you started your business to grow and to make more revenue and or to employ others, you must hire people. And so the consequence of not hiring in your business will eventually stall, it will stagnate, it will stay the same, or it will decline, where you may no longer be in business, right? And yes, there is a statistic that says that all new businesses, you know, fail within the first 5 years, right? You don't have to be one of those statistics. And sometimes those businesses are failing because of poor business planning, maybe not the right audience or not paying attention to marketing. But a lot of those businesses are failing because they refused to hire, right? They refused to hire. So I want you to think about, if you're at this crossroads in your business where you're overwhelmed, you're frustrated, you're working long hours, that you don't even have any more hours that you can contribute because you're working and you're asleep. You're working and you're asleep, and you have shortened the window of your sleep time. If you are in that space and you're still saying, I don't want to hire, it's too much responsibility, I don't know what to do, it feels real legal, like whatever the things are in your head, know that if you choose not to hire, there is a consequence that your business will stall. It will stay exactly where it is, or it will decline. And I don't think that's what any of us want when we start a business. Now, some of us are pushed into entrepreneurship because we were fired, we were laid off, or maybe even the pandemic, and you decided to try your shot, you know, shoot your shot and try your business, right? But I don't think anyone starts a business saying, I'm going to do it and I'm going to fail. No, you want your business to grow, right? And you started your business for various reasons, whether you were pushed into it or whether you chose to do it on your own. And so think about the consequence when you get to a place in your business where you're not hiring. The consequence that that brings is that, one, it's going to stall your business. You're going to become stagnated. You're going to decline. All of those things are very possible when you don't hire in your business. But let's talk about another consequence when you don't hire. Your customer experience begins to decline, right? So whoever your customer is, whoever your client is, whether you're selling a product or whether you're selling a service, if you are not hiring in your business, all of a sudden, one day, your customer service experience is going to decline. Not because you want it to. It's because you can't keep up, right? The orders are coming in faster than you can put them out. The emails are coming in by the droves and you can't respond to them all. And so let's say that you have a business model where you have started your business and you say, my goal is to get back to everyone in email within 24 hours, right? I mean, how many of us have started out with that goal? It sounds great. It sounds very doable when you're getting two emails, right? But when that volume turns up and now all of a sudden you're getting 50 emails a day and people are clicking on your website contact form and they have a question, all of a sudden that 24-hour turnaround seems so far straight. Like you can't even begin to imagine, how am I going to respond back to all of these people within 24 hours and still keep up, right? So then you go to 36 hours and then it's 48 hours and you update your website and you feel good about it, right? You update and say, we'll get back with you within 48 hours and you feel good about that. But then that's not enough, right? And so your customer service experience begins to decline. When people call and you can't call them back, when you can't respond to your emails, when you can't ship out your product fast enough, when you can't service your clients, when they need to get on your calendar, but it's booked and you're like, man, they're a new client and they got to wait 2 weeks to talk to me. Something about that is not right, right? And so your experience for your customer begins to decline. And so I want you to think about the other end of the experience, right? So many times we think about our business, but we're not thinking about the end user, which is our customer, which is our client, right? What is their experience on the other end? How long are they having to wait to hear from us? How long are they having to wait to get whatever it is they bought, right? And when you are a party of one and you're a solopreneur, you can physically, logistically, mentally, emotionally, socially, you can only do so much. You're only one person. Your name may be Superwoman, but you're still one Superwoman, right? You may have your cape on, but you're still one person. And so one of the consequences of not hiring in your business is that your customer experience begins to decline. You can no longer service your customers as quickly, as efficiently, as well as you used to, right? Because you just do not have the time. You don't have the bandwidth. And so think about that. So think about, if you sell, let's say you sell beauty supply products, right? And let's say on average, you get 200 orders a month. So that's what, 50 orders a week, right? And as a solopreneur, you're able to knock that out. Like you got your system, you're all good. But let's say that your business takes on a growth because you put out this amazing product at Black Friday, right? And now everybody wants your shampoo. Everybody wants your moisturizer. And so instead of having 200 orders a month, you now have 300 orders a month, right? And so at 200 orders a month, you were working 12-hour days, but you felt good because you were able to keep up and get all the orders out. But now at 300 orders a month, you're thankful for the revenue. You're thankful for the popularity. You're thankful that people are sharing you on social media and they're unboxing you on Instagram. You're very thankful. but you are stressed out, right? And so with every new sale, every time the computer dings and somebody is buying more shampoo, you get more and more overwhelmed because you don't know how you are now going to ship out 300 orders a month. But yet you refuse to hire somebody part-time to come in with and help you with order fulfillment, right? This is how this works. Your customer service experience begins to decline when you don't hire, okay? And the last point is this, number three. The other consequence of not hiring in your business is that you get to a place where you no longer enjoy your business that you started. Because you're working so much, you don't have work-life balance. You don't have time freedom. You don't have flexibility, right? All of those buzzwords of why we started our business, right? I started my business because I wanted time freedom. I started my business because I wanted flexibility, right? Well, when you get to a point that you're working so much in your business and you can't keep up and it's just you, you no longer love the thing that you started. All of a sudden, the shampoo don't even smell good to you anymore. You don't want to see any more shampoo bottles. You don't want to see any more labels. You don't want the computer to ding because you're stressed out. You're burned out. You're overwhelmed because you need help in your business. So when you don't hire, there is a consequence. It may be unintended, but there is a consequence that you get to a place where you no longer even enjoy what you're doing. And the only difference between you having your own business and then you working for someone else is that you sign the checks. That's the only difference. Y'all, when I worked in corporate, I worked my butt off, right? I worked 60, 70 hours a week. I traveled 2 or 3 days out of the week, right? I did not have a life. I had a lot of money, but I had no life, right? And so I refuse to be the same way in my business. I refuse to work so much in my business that I don't have a life, that I can't turn my phone off, that I can't go on vacation with my family. If I don't, then otherwise I'm doing the exact same thing I did for corporate America, except I sign my own checks. There's no difference. And I don't know about you, but I started my business to have a different life, to lead a different life for my children, to have time mentally, socially, emotionally to enjoy the things that I enjoy. And so once I hired in my own business, I was able to do those things, right? And so I really want to appeal to you. If you are a party of one in your business and you want your business to grow and you want your business to scale, you want to make more money next year than you did this year, then you must hire people. You must hire people. It is not optional. If you don't, one, two, or three of these things can happen. Number one, your business will stall. It will stagnate. Number two, your customer experience will begin to decline. And number three, you will no longer enjoy the business that you started. And I don't want that for you. So I want you to take an inventory, a hard look internally at your business, and first come to the realization that, you know what? I need help. You may not know what help you need. You may not know which position to start with first. That's okay. I want to get you to the place that you can recognize and admit and be okay with that you need help in your business. I was talking to a client earlier this week, and she had been sick for like 3 days. She was still in the bed sick when I was talking to her. And one of the things she said, and it just validated again for me why I do what I do, she said, I said, well, do you need anything? Is there anything you need me to do with you and your team or whatever? She's like, no, I don't. The team has it. She was like, I'm so glad I have a team because I am sick and they're handling it all, right? So just literally, y'all, this is one of my clients who I helped build a team. We started working together in April. So literally at the beginning of this year, it was just her and a few contractors, right? But now she has a full-blown team. So she is sick and they are handling it. Now, how stressed would she be if she was in the bed sick and had to worry about the emails and the products and the services, right? We've all been there. It's not a good feeling when you can't even focus on your own health because you're the only one in your business that knows what you do and that can do it. So today, you don't have to figure it all out. You don't have to know how many people, when I'm going to bring. All you have to do now is just admit, I need help. Admit, if I want my business to grow, I must get people. I must get help. And if that's you, I want you to reach out to me. Let's talk about your business. Let's talk about what you need, who you need to hire first. What role do you need to bring on? Do you need a contractor? Do you need an employee? What should you pay them? What's your budget? All the things. You don't have to figure it out because I've already figured it out. Like, this is what I do. And I've helped other clients get to the exact same place where you are and build amazing teams. So today, think about the things that we talked about, that there is a consequence to not hiring. And if you're ready to build an amazing team to help you in your business, then please reach out to me. I would love to help you. Thanks so much for listening to this episode. I hope that it hit you right where you needed it to hit. I hope that it gave you some things to think about that maybe you hadn't thought about. And I wish the best for your business. Remember, expect greater in your business. Do not be satisfied with the status quo. Don't be satisfied with, oh, it's just me and my business. No, expect greater. Why? Because life is too short to do anything different. I'll see you on the next episode.
Thanks for listening to another episode of It's All About People. If you enjoyed it, please share with a friend or tag us on social media. You can find us at careerpathwaysconsulting.com or on any of our social media platforms, Facebook, LinkedIn, and Instagram. We would love to hear from you. Until next time, remember to expect greater and never settle in your business nor in your career. Why? Because life is too short to do anything different. See you on the inside.